a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Thank you. May you bow your heads. Lord God, in my prayers for this great state of South Dakota, I remember especially the men and women who powerfully influenced the life of our society, those who fashion our politics, those who frame and administer our laws, those who mold public opinion through the press, radio, and television, and those who write what many read. May all such recognize their responsibility to you and to this state of South Dakota, that people may be influenced by what is good, not evil, what is true, not false, for the glory of your name. My prayer be made for those in high office, that they may bear their burdens with wisdom and truth. May blessings be invoked on them day by day, and may they be inspired by the prayers of the people. May they always seek the ways of righteousness, justice, and mercy. Grant that they may be enabled by your power to lead our great state in honesty and integrity. I ask for protection and mercies for all our government officials and their families, for those who serve in our armed forces, and all the citizens of this great state of South Dakota and the United States. I pray for our nation, and indeed every nation across this globe we call Earth. I ask for safety for all here this weekend as they travel back to their families and loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, and everybody says, Amen.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will please call the roll.
Abdallah, Blake, Bolin, Boomgarten, Bruner, Carson, Constant, Cronin, Dielster, Dennert, Dykes, Dryden, Elliott, Fargen, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Hanson, Hawley, Hickey, Hoffman, Hubble, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironcloud, Jensen, Jones, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Klochek, Kopp, List, Lucas, Lust, Megstad, Miller, Mosier, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Perry, Bromkamer, Rosen, Russell, Schaefer, Schramm, Sigdestad, Sly, Solem, Steele, Street, Strickers, Turno, Tolson, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Vanneman, Vanner, Versio, White, Wick, Willitson, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rausch.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the seventh day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Val Rausch, Chair.
All those in favor of approval of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Joining us today, we have partners in policymaking. The individuals in this group are from all corners of South Dakota and are disability advocates. The Leadership Empowerment Program is in its 19th year in South Dakota, and over 420 citizens have successfully completed the course. I would like to welcome them. I had an opportunity this morning to spend some time with them doing some mock bill hearing. They've done a wonderful job, and I would ask you to join me in welcoming them to their state's capital. Please rise. Any other personal privileges? Representative Bromkema.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you. Members of the House, please join me in welcoming the members of the Abate Motorcycle Group and Christian Motorcycle Association. If you'd stand, please. This group promotes safety and training as we ride motorcycles around our busy South Dakota roads. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. Welcome. Representative Tolson.
I want to welcome former House of Representative Al Koistman and his wife Tammy.
Quirzel, please stand. Welcome back. Also, we would like to welcome all the 4-H'ers that came today. We had a bunch of youth shadows running around the Capitol today. If they would stand, welcome to your state capitol. Did we miss anyone? Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Retirement Laws respectfully reports that House Bill 1022 do pass and House Bills 1023 and 1024 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Manny Steele, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bills 1034 and 1035 do pass and House Bill 1030 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Roger A. Solem, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit here with Senate Bills 15, 16, 17, 31, 32, 39, 45, and 46, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Trudy Evanstad, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House page resolution 1. Representative Mosier moves that House Page Resolution 1 be adopted.
All those in favor of the Page Resolution approval signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Representative Mosier.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of... Well, where are all our pages? Can we have all our pages come to the front? All up here? Mr. Speaker, members of the body, every year this House is very fortunate, and our colleagues over in the Senate are very fortunate to have some outstanding young high schoolers from across the state give up 2 weeks out of their busy lives. As someone who works with high schoolers, I know that their lives are very busy, and it's quite the sacrifice to come up and spend 2 weeks out of their lives to serve the people of South Dakota. And I think everybody who's ever served in this body knows that we couldn't do the work that we do without the contribution of these fine young men and women. And so it's my privilege to honor and recognize them and their work right now, and with that, I'd like to just read this resolution that we've all signed on your behalf. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 86th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Alec Adamski, Elizabeth Dahl, Sarah Dismounts, Caleb Fink, Brittany Fisher, Bailey Fish, Roberta Foreman, Samantha Haverly, Chad Cruz, Emily Semler, and Isaiah Wonenberg. Whereas the above named served loyally as pages for the House of Representatives of the 86th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 86th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 86th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service, adopted by the House of Representatives, January 21st, 2011, Val Rausch, Speaker of the House, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk. If you'd all join me in giving them a big round of applause. Thank you again for your service.
Now back to work.
House Concurrent Resolution 1001, a concurrent resolution honoring the historical, political, cultural, social, and economic relationships among Canada, the United States, and the State of South Dakota, and recognizing January 24, 2011 as Canada Day at the Capitol. The Speaker has waived the committee referral of HCR 1001.
Ladies and gentlemen that are here present and listening on the Internet, we will now be having the first reading of House bills. We have to read the title of each bill in open forum, so if you're listening online, you'll hear many people talking over the top of each other. You at your leisure can go online at any time and read the entire bill. So now we will have the first reading of House bills. Speaker appoints House Bill 1056 to Commerce, 1057 Local Government, 1058 to Commerce, 1059 to Health, 1060 to Transportation, 1061 to Health, 1062 to Judiciary, 1063 to Appropriations, 1064 to Transportation, 1065 Appropriations, 1066 and 67 to Judiciary, 1068 State Affairs, 1069 to Judiciary, 1070 to Education, 1071 to Local Government, 1072 to Appropriations, 1073 to Appropriations, and House Joint Resolution 1, did we read that title? 1001 to State Affairs. First reading of Senate bills. Speaker appoints Senate Bill 15 to Health, 16 to Health, Senate Bill 17 to Tax, Senate Bill 31 and 32 to Judiciary, Senate Bill 39 to Tax, Senate Bill 45 and 46 to Commerce. Representative Mosier.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I know that most of us had the opportunity to go out and enjoy the tourism gala last night. I know I had a good time, and I hope many of you did. And I just wanted to take this opportunity here on the floor to recognize the work of my district mate and the award that he was given last night, and his daughter and son-in-law are up in the gallery. And I know his wife Myrna's around here somewhere, probably looking after their granddaughter. But many of you have the opportunity to enjoy South Dakota Magazine. I know my wife and I subscribe, and we enjoy it every month. And so please just join me in recognizing the efforts of South Dakota Magazine and Representative Hunoff.
Speaker.
Representative Hunham.
A personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I want to thank my colleague from Yankton, who's not just a colleague, but a friend, and I really appreciate those kind words. And all the kind words we've heard since the award last night totally caught us by surprise, and we had no idea. I'm just glad I didn't go to the bar early, right? No, it was very nice. I tell you what, one thing I should have said last night that I get a chance to say today, the South Dakota magazine is not mine. It belongs to the people of South Dakota. We just try to keep on going and have it represent, look as good as the state of South Dakota is and be as good as the state of South Dakota. It belongs to the readers and the people, and we constantly talk about that at our staff meetings every week at South Dakota Magazine. We have a big responsibility to show off South Dakota the way it really is, and that's what our staff works so hard at. We really have a staff of about 12 people, and it's not about me, it's about those 12 people, and then it's about all the readers and all the great people of South Dakota. So I'm just honored to be where I am, where we're at. I thank you so much.
Thank you. A well-deserved award. Consent calendar.
Representative Lust moves that the balance of the calendar be deferred till Monday, January 24th, the 9th legislative day.
All those in favor of the Lust motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Announcements. Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be no tax committee meeting on Tuesday, so everybody can sleep in.
Very good. No tax on Tuesday. Other announcements? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Due to the lack of work, there will be no House Commerce on Monday morning.
I think that will change soon, lack of work.
Yes,
Representative Rahmkema.
Due to the excessive amount of work, there will be appropriations on Monday morning at 8 a.m. We'll be meeting with the Attorney General. You all are welcome.
Thank you. Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Due to the reasonable amount of work, House Judiciary will be meeting at 10 o'clock on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Bruner.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. House Education, well, we found some stuff, so we'll be meeting at 7:45 Monday morning.
Very good. We're all going back to work. Representative Junkie.
Personal privilege on an update on a member's spouse.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had a call right as we came to the floor from Representative Kirkaby. Many of you know that his wife has been hospitalized after contacting what he calls the flu. He wanted me to share this with you, and I even wrote it down. He is overwhelmed and appreciates the call of the well-wishers that he's been receiving since his absence yesterday, and he really he wanted me to relay that to all the members of this body and everybody here in Pierre. He told me Cheryl's had MRIs, CAT scans, and now she's undergoing her second go-around with her third IV. The doctors cannot diagnose what she has contracted. She's still in a fighting mood. Of course, if Mark's there, you know that's probably, but she's basically wanting to get out of the hospital. He entered the telephone conversation with, I'll be there Monday ready to go at it. So all of you keep her in your thoughts and prayers over the weekend, and let's wish both Mark and Cheryl well. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? The Speaker has one in the form of, just for the body, next week, our last day for the week will be on a Thursday. We plan on continuing our calendar at 2 o'clock instead of going home early. I will let your leaders know based on bill load, but I think we will start keeping a regular schedule going in at 2 o'clock on Thursdays. You still have all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so we'll stay here and do some work. So just if you're planning things so you know the schedule. Any other announcements? Hearing none. Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All those in favor of the Turbeville motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Have a good weekend, everybody. Drive safe.